Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Normally I say, hey, life is short. Go ahead and shoot your shot. If you have a best friend or a friend, all of a sudden you caught feelings, I say shoot your shot. However, the stakes are really high because that relationship might be changed forever. And this is what Abby's friend is going through.
Yeah, thank God this is not about me, because there's nothing worse than when your guy friend sits across from you and gives you that look and then goes, so there's something I've been wanting to talk to you about for a while. Ah, it just makes my skin crawl.
And I think the general rule that we've had on the show is like, if she was into you, she would have shown you in all these years that you have been friends.
For sure. But I think guys sometimes overestimate just how much a girl is into them. They start like reading into things too much. And sometimes a lady is just being nice. I feel like women are a little bit better at picking up on those more subtle signals. And my friend now feels like she needs to put out all these signals that she's not interested, because not only is one of her guy friends somewhat cornering her into trying to make a move, she feels like it's not necessarily about who she is, but about one thing about her that he is maybe, I don't know if fetishizing is the right word, because this is not like a salacious or dirty thing. Like, this is an adult content, but he's picking apart one thing about her body that she's like, oh my God, I think he's idolizing this for some reason. So this all has to do with a college group of friends. She was in this big girl, guy group, friend group all through college, very, very close. And then as she moved to a new city, only a part of the friend group made it to that part. And so, you know, they, of course, hang out and do all the things that typical 20-somethings do on the weekend, go out to breweries, hang out. And they're reasonably close for how close a girl-guy friendship can be. And so she has these two guy friends that are kind of closer than anybody else is, like, within that friendship. Like, these two guys are best friends, and she will sometimes hang out with them as a trio. They'll go and watch sports. They'll go watch an NFL team that they all like together. They all have that one thing in common, but sometimes they will go out to, like, you know, a brewery together and hang out. And it's just like this very cute, like, Three's Company dynamic in a way, but very much platonic. So over the weekend, she was supposed to hang out with these two guys per usual. And it had been a couple of weeks. So she was like, I'm really excited to see my friends. It's been a hot minute since we've all hung out and caught up. And something different happened this time around that she said kind of tipped her off about some things she'd been feeling about one of her guy friends. So over the last couple of months, she has kind of felt like one of her guy friends was going to make a move. She was just kind of picking up on that vibe. It's nothing specific that he did. She could just tell a sort of vibe shift in his demeanor and just sort of the way he would talk to her. Women can kind of just pick up on that vibe. So when the weekend comes and she's supposed to hang out with these two guys, and one of them cancels last minute and says, hey, by the way, I can't make it, it's just going to be you two, she starts kind of wondering, oh my God, am I being cornered into a date with my guy best friend who I've started to feel like is going to make a move at some point.
So she felt like the others were in on it to set this up.
Yeah, so she's like, oh God, I feel like I'm being manipulated into this. Like, I love my guy friend. Like, of course I want to go hang out with him, but at this point, like, it's starting to feel like a trap. So she goes to do whatever they were going to go do, hang out at this bar or whatever. And he shows up and she's kind of picking up on that vibe. And then he just starts getting kind of weird. They're approaching 30. They're a little bit older than me. And they're talking about the future and what they're looking for in, like, their partners and what they want the next 10 years to look like. And she told me that he said the most bizarre thing she has felt like he has ever said. Like, his whole demeanor has changed in the last couple of months. And the one thing he said to her that really was so off-putting was he's looking into her eyes and they're having a deep conversation about the future or whatever. And he goes, you know, I've always wanted kids with freckles. I just feel like kids with freckles would be so cute. So for context, my friend is one of those girls that has freckles everywhere. She steps out into the sun and she gets like 3 or 4 sunspots on her face. So she's sitting there and he's just like making direct eye contact with her. And she's like, I don't know how to respond to this, because it's one thing for you to make a move and say that you want to hang out with, or you want to be more than friends together. But then for you to look at me and be like, yeah, I've always envisioned having kids with, you know, lots of freckles on their face. And that's a feature that I have. Like, I don't even know how to handle this. So she's just sitting there and she's like, yeah, I'm going to get the check and go. And so they haven't talked in a couple of days, but I don't even know if they can recover from this, because how are you supposed to hang out with this man knowing that he's sitting there envisioning their future and all your little freckly kids?
That, I mean, like, what did he expect her to say? Like, okay, I'll bear your children for you then. It's just a very odd.
It's very oddly specific.
She's like, yes. I feel like a breeder now.
I'm just like not on the same page as you guys today at all, which is good. Because it sounds to me like she might be overthinking this whole thing. He's not saying I want them with you. He's just saying I've always pictured them, my kids, with freckles.
It's a culmination.
Come on. Yeah. Come on. So if I go on a date with a guy with red, I have red hair, and he sits down and he's like, I've always wanted kids with red hair. You think I'm not supposed to take that as he's talking about me?
But that's a first date. So there's already, like, it's been established that we are here to see if we are going to be hanging with each other in the future. This is a guy friend that known each other for a long time.
It's obviously a loaded statement. If a guy friend said that to me, there's no way why are we talking about that? It's weird, and I would definitely take it personally.
If I was sitting with one of my close guy friends, and I've had these unfortunate conversations, these awkward interactions where they want something more, and it's like, oh, bro, I just don't look at you that way. And if we were sitting there and say it was Juicebox and I sitting there, because it happened with him, and he was like, I've always wanted my kids to have chocolate brown eyes. Like, I would just love for my kids to have dark brown eyes. I would be sitting there like, this is creepy AF.
I'm so clueless.
I see where you're coming from, but freckles is oddly specific. It seems like he gave himself the room to say it wasn't about you, but that was his way of actually shooting his shot.
His plausible deniability.
Exactly. Uh-huh. I would have had no clue at all. Zero clue.
You are so beautifully oblivious.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. It really is nice in here.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.